Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's it like when a whole major city rallies behind someone with a dream? A dream to do something nearly everyone has done before. Like nearly everyone.
Okay.
Like 99.5%.
Okay, well, I guess if somebody is so behind the curve that they haven't done something everyone else has done, everybody else should rally behind that to make sure they accomplish it.
Well, the city of Denver was up for it for this woman who just wanted to go from walker to roller.
For all the time she's been on planet Earth, Heather Walker, just like her last name says, has been able to walk. But that's not all. She can skip too, one foot in front of the other.
What in the hell am I seeing?
What do you mean? Wait.
She's pretty good at it. She can also use a pogo stick. One hop on top of the other. But on August 22nd, she'll attempt a new feat.
My newest dream is to attempt roller skating for the very first time in my life.
Okay, this is some fine AI.
Oh, no, it's not.
She could just fall straight onto her face.
Heather's mother worries the incident will end in injury or disaster. But Heather is inspired by the balance and agility, hoping to get that experience.
As they say this, she's holding her cat with its back two paws on her right hand and its front two paws on her left hand, balancing it.
That's a giant cat.
Yeah.
Experience like some of her other family members. She also has experience from one time dressing as a pillow.
What?
This is a hilariously written story.
My pillow character was very focused on finding warmth by a fire. And those motions, the back and forth, the warming of the fire might really inspire my skating, shifting weight.
And there was a lot of padding. So
there was padding, yeah.
To get used to these knee pads. You could just wear this just in case.
Mom's got helmet for putting it on backwards.
It's on backwards.
You're talking about it?
I think it's on backwards.
Oh my gosh. Oh, sweetie, I'm so worried about your safety.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder you've stunted her because you don't even know how to put a helmet on this poor adult woman.
Better do this. Her hair, which is so cute, is going to get pretty squashed down.
The helmet on the back has a sticker that says, I love my brain. Makes sense.
Squashed down from that helmet. She could break a bone. Her helmet could fly off. I saw that clasp was not secure.
Will Walker become skater? She's asking as many people who can to join her in Cheeseman Park on August 22nd to see if she can attempt what so many other children before.
Did you see the quote at the bottom? So they're showing the poster and it's got her and all these various roller skating scenarios and positions. And at the bottom, in a little thought bubble, it says, I am worried for her safety, Heather's mom.
What so many other children before her have attempted and succeeded at, and hopes that the worrying will be left to her mother. If she does succeed, she says she does not know what's next, but thinks she'll be on a positive roll.
If I can roller skate without falling, then that probably means I could also climb a tree as an adult. It probably means I could build a table. I would assume I could learn how to fold a fitted sheet, learn how to pickaxe climb up to Everest.
Oh, yeah.
I could learn how to paint in the style of Picasso, scale a light post.
In Denver, Lindsay Thies, absolutely made up news.
They did that in such a way faking a news story, and news has been watered down to the point where I bet lots of people thought this was a legit news story the whole time.
Okay, but she did it.
She really, she really did the go skating thing.
You have the video of that too, Steve, because she really did it. So the
video, people did show up.
Yes, so many people showed up, and that was the first video I saw was everybody showing up where it says, "Come with me to watch Heather roller skate for the first time," and it's a still shot of the same exact flyer we talked about, and the crowd is insane,
right? She's got knee pads.
There's a painter doing a live painting there.
Somebody was holding up a poster that just said, "Please don't die."
Yeah. Like, there's easily a couple hundred people there.
Easily.
She's edging her way towards the finish line. With remarkably little grace.
Uh-huh.
But amazing panache. I love this. This gives the same feelings of like, remember the one where it was like, don't forget Saturday, watch Dave eat a whole rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
And like 2,000 people show up and he eats it. They all go crazy. Yeah. And then they're like, let's go home.
Or there was a guy who did like, come have a cigarette with me in Central Park. And like 400 people showed up and just all smoked a cigarette together and then peaced out.
Funny.
It's awesome.
Sometimes this world is good.
I love people.
That's pretty good. What is your childhood thing you would like to accomplish that if you went for it, you wouldn't mind strangers watching you? Because I just imagined me trying to learn to swim with that many people watching. And that sounds like every version of hell.
Like do laps down, like down and back down an Olympic sized pool.
Oh, God.
Or just a yard pool.
Tread water would be like, okay, look at that guy go.
For me, it's diving into a pool.
I was going to say mine would be diving, I think, because like, you know, I can ride a bike and I can like regularly swim and stuff, but I've never been good at diving because I always swam in lakes. You just walk into a lake, you know, like, so when somebody would have a pool, I would just kind of fall into it or cannonball. I would almost always just cannonball because I could never really do it. And I wasn't in the pool long enough to practice. So you'd go, well, I'm just going to get in and have fun. So. Yeah, mine would also be diving, Steve.
Oh, God, that would be terrifying if I knew that a couple hundred people were showing up to watch me dive off of a diving board.
Like, how high up? Would it even matter?
Even if it was off the side of the pool, just diving into the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came close a couple of times from the side. The diving board, you add 2 feet to that or whatever a diving board is. I don't think it's more than 2 feet.
Mate, what about
and
you?
It changes everything.
Mine would be to do like a figure skater spin, like where they stay in one place and they spin really fast
cool. Oh, that looks really hard.
I would love to be able to do that just once. Like, hey, watch me learn how to do this. Watch me do it one time.
Yeah,
but you can skate, ice skate already, right?
Yeah, I can ice skate, but I want a figure skate, but specifically that cool spinny thing.
Kelly, you got one?
Cartwheel.
Cartwheel.
Cartwheel. Mm.
I just saw a post today, Kelly.
Yeah.
From on one of the like local Facebook pages, and it said, "Attention, looking for a nurturing woman to teach my 11-year-old daughter how to do a cartwheel."
Oh, same.
And I thought, I wonder if that could be a class.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Class?
Like if they did that, there would be adults who would go to that.
Well, and I also saw a post about adult gymnastics where you're learning like how little kids learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never did it before, or you were like me, where my mom signed me up for dance class and gymnastics, and I just wanted to play baseball with the boys.
Yeah.
And now that I'm 38, I'm like, kind of wish I would have done gymnastics.
Like balance beam.
Yeah, because I love yoga. Yoga's my favorite thing on the planet. So, yeah, I would love to do it. And like, hey, come to the park and teach me how to do a cartwheel. Hundreds of people show up. Give me all your techniques.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Somebody live paint it for me. I'd like to have Bob Ross there. I think that'd be fantastic.
I don't think he's going to make it.
No,
it's
going to
be tough
dead.
On him. Yeah. But I think the most depressing part of my adult life is when I realized I had lost the strength to do goofy stuff like that. Like I've never been able to do a cartwheel, but there was a time in my life where I would have been at least strong enough to moderately attempt one if somebody helped me learn. There's no way I could do it now. I don't have the same strength that I used to have in my upper body.
Well, and I don't trust that my momentum is going to keep me going, that I won't just tip over like an old silo that somebody hit with a rock.
Exactly.
Yeah, as an adult, the idea of just flinging myself towards the ground using only my arms to propel me another. No.
Everything about your brain has told you that's a bad idea for years at this point.
Yeah, I don't think my brain would let me do that.
Doing a regular somersault now as a 53-year-old is like a nauseating experience. And that's so easy.
I mean, it's like, yesterday I rubbed up against the dryer while it was running and I thought I was going to have to die.
Yeah, it's not good.
Tommy, what would your adult thing you want to learn that you should have learned as a kid be?
Oh my gosh, double dutch. I was so jealous of people who could jump between those ropes. I could never figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy just while we're talking about that age group of just how to make that cats in the cradle thing with yarn.
Oh, that's a good one.
I still don't know how they did that. Yeah. How'd they make it inside out? Why aren't their hands tied together?
Yeah, I could only do that because my sister could do it. So she'd show me. And then, but if you asked me to do it the next time alone, I'd go, I don't know how to do that.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.